Part of Rabbi Yitzchak serving his creator was doing a lot for the public, for the congregation, for the public. And the place where he needed to, he was like a lion. The place where he needed to, he was like a soft person. He saw whatever was needed, he was like we said. Also physically, he used to help many people. Like we spoke about that, he helped before Pesach, he helped many people. Right before he died, a few hours before he died, or a few days before he died, he was very ill, he had cancer. And he just didn't tell people that he has. He didn't do any treatments or anything. And he was 93 years old. And a few days, he was very, very weak, he couldn't see anything anymore, he was blind. And he told the people that he... The last one, please continue the Kimcha de Pischa, the stuff for the people that I did for the Pesach, that they have Shefa for Pesach. You're over 67?
Yeah.
You're over 67? I have a baby face.
I know.
No, also you walk in light movements. Some people, they get old, they have afraid to go, I don't know. Talking nine hours. You should have a bri'ut, health, and then health and wealth.
67 is the age. If you're 67, you can't
sign up. They get money from the states, from the pension or something, right?
Yeah.
Nice. You're also going to get pension from America?
Social Security.
No pension?
That's all I get. Social Security.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not pension?
I didn't make one.
Oh, you have to make one?
You have to make one. You have to be in a job that provides you with that.
It puts you on the side for your kid in a certain place.
So I didn't have that. I had children instead.
But you can't see. What do you do? Driving to people. What do you do? I never had a license.
It's fine. You know?
No, but now it's getting it's hard.
It's hard
with the kids. Yeah, you want to go to your parents. You don't want to go with buses with 4, 5, 6 kids. What are you gonna do? Take up half a bus. You know.
That's true.
It's hard.
So
they have a family. It's harder.
However, you know, if she passes her test and her driving instructor guarantees that she'll pass it, and she only had to take one class.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah. So it's like.
The transfer is only one. But automatic, he's doing.
He says he works it there.
No, automatic, not gear.
Right, automatic, right.
And what you said. Top. Another story over here. Wow. Listen to this. Crazy story. 4 minutes. Yalla. There was a. Levi Yitzchak had this chud to save. An orphan, boy and girl, they all both are orphans, right?
Right.
Of grandchildren of his father-in-law, the children of his brother-in-law that died, that the government, the communist government, said if they're orphans, they have to go to
orphanage.
Yeah, which they did not teach Torah for some reason over there. They taught
they were communists.
They were communists, exactly. They taught other things. Yeah, and a few months later, Levi Yitzchak found out. He said, he's not a person to lay back and not do anything. He's a person to fight. So yeah, that's what he did. He went to the city called Bereshit to find the kids. They begged him, don't go. You might kill yourself on the way because it's illegal what you're doing. You're trying to get a kid out of a place. Right, he's going to the NKVD, to their offices, to ask these kids, are you crazy? You're going to kill yourself. It's committing suicide. Right? But he didn't care. He decided he's going. He's not listening to anyone. Levi Yitzchak got up and did something which is impossible. No one ever did this. And the people did not do these things in those days, the communist days in Russia. Yeah. What happened is that the menahel, the principal of this place, was a Jew. He was a communist, but he was a Jew. Levi Yitzchak went into this office and said, I want my niece and nephew out. Right? Why? Because in Teplik, I know he has they have relatives, I'm the relative, he has relatives, they have relatives. I said, take care of them correctly. Nothing bad will happen to them. For some reason, a lot of miracles happened to him that day. They saw that he's so strong. In the beginning, they tried to tell him, what, you want to make him Jewish? Because he looked Jewish, right? So, no, I just want to return them to their families and to their uncles and aunts who raised them, not to a foreign place with no family. So fine, come tomorrow and take the kids. So Levi Yitzchak was shocked by the answer, so quick, that he was afraid that maybe they're just telling him yes, and tomorrow they'll tell him no. So he went to the Breslov Shtibel in Belshid. He thought to be there until the morning. They heard about him there in the Breslov, the shul. They said, what, are you crazy? He goes, go run away, don't stay there. Levi Yitzchak said, no, I'm waiting here until tomorrow. In the morning, Levi Yitzchak went with prayers in his heart, and miracles happened to him. So he went in there, and they treated him very nicely, and they gave him the papers to sign, to take the kids. And then they gave papers to go to the boy was there, to go to a different place where the girl was. There were any papers, he came, signed already, that he could take the girl also. And Levi Yitzchak thought that maybe also the kids will not want to go, they were very young. And here they had food and everything and clothing, and maybe they're not going to want to come with him. Levi Yitzchak came, and he asked one of the Breslov kids, one of the Breslov people who knew the kids, to come to convince the kid to come with him. Yeah, and he went. He was able to convince the kid. When the brother and sister met, the two little kids, they were very excited. They were crying, of course. Yeah.
I bet that kind of story didn't happen very often.
No. This is very rare. From Levi Yitzchak. From Levi Yitzchak Bendel.
He basically saved their lives because during that time there was a massive famine.
No, but in the places they gave him food. Take them out could be risking their lives because there was no food outside. You know, anyone who wanted to eat in Russia had to steal. He had to steal. There was no way to stay alive in communist Russia without stealing. No way.
And you grow enough food.
Even if you worked a lot. Doesn't make a difference. You had to steal. That was part of the deal.
Same today,
you steal. Yeah?
You don't have to steal.